Kuf Chof Ches Sif Aleph. Ein Esiyas Kafayim B'Pochs Me'asore. You have to have a minion to do Duchenin Birchas Kohanim. The Kohanim and minion, and the Kohanim can't be part of the tent. The Rambam says Ve'ein L'Zor Lisa Kafa V'Afilam Kohanim Achayim. There's a prohibition for a non-Kohen to do the Birchas Kohanim, even together with other Kohanim. Also, he's a cholol, the same status, which means that his father or grandfather married a woman, certain types of women, the parts of the offspring. And therefore, even though he's a lineage of the Kohanim, he doesn't have a status of a Kohen. The Ramah continues, the Zor, Oivin Pe'ese, the Zor, a non-Kohen who gives his Birchas Kohanim, is Oivin Ese. It brings that the Ri did not know what the Isser is, and he said that maybe with other Kohanim, it is permitted. So there seems to be two opinions over here. The Ma'is Vadi cannot make the bracha because it's a bracha for the Kohanim, and Shabruah ends up that the Haskamas Achrein is there's no chiluk, and under all circumstances, a Zor should not go up to do the Birchas Kohanim. The Halacha discusses that there are a minig, some people give the children a bracha Birchas Kohanim. He says it could either be that they're doing it shaloi lekavonis mitzvahs birchas kohanim. So since it doesn't have kavona for a mitzvah, they're not being transgressing the fact that they don't do this mitzvah. They're just doing it as a bracha. They're just using the nusach as a bracha. He also says another tziruf is the Bach says that the only time there's an iser is when they spread out their hands, stretch out their hands, like the kohanim do by yiriduchanim. For that type of bracha, with their hands stretched out, is also b'zot. But without that, just giving the bracha is acceptable.